What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi. Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. He Said, Ella Dijo listeners.
Hello, everybody. My wife is back in town.
I am back again.
Man, I got to start regrouping now that you're back here. I've been sleeping on your side of the bed again.
Is that why the red light thingy yeah. is? Why are you sleeping on my side of the bed?
I was testing the mattress out. I was seeing if I wanted to switch mattresses again.
Oh, my
I was going
God,
through this whole thing.
Dude.
But it's so weird. I don't know if, you know,
leave my how bed listeners alone. Feel,
but you get so used to a certain side of the mattress. It was very odd being on the other side. But yeah, I mean.
You know what's sad?
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was in Puerto Rico, and when I travel, I am miserable because I miss my family. The only thing that I look forward to is I might be able to sleep in like longer, not have to wake up at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And because of the time difference and all that, I was up even earlier every single day. And I'm going, why am I by myself? I don't have to prepare breakfast. I don't have to do nothing. Only like get ready to go scout. And I made all the scout to start by 9:30 so I could sleep. And I was up every single day. And so, how sad.
You should have gotten rest.
I know. Well, I didn't rest
at
all.
I held down the fort.
Thank you for that. So your year is going incredible with work.
I don't know if it's going incredible.
And Tim Talk. And as a daddy.
Oh my gosh.
And all good. Our business is flourishing.
I'm getting made fun of about my TikTok quite a bit. I mean, in a good way. You know, people have been very receptive. The account has grown a lot. You were right. But
thank you, Ross. Thank you, wife.
I was at Sabella's tennis practice the other day, and I felt so awkward because there was these two fans or sisters, I guess, and one was a fan. She goes, oh my God, I love your show. And I said, oh, thank you so much. The other one like paused and was like, I love your TikToks. And I was like, what does this even mean?
Your TikToks are whacked and silly, but people love them. People love them. Oh my God.
It's such a weird feeling. But award season's here.
Yeah.
Did you watch I didn't watch anything.
No, I haven't watched anything.
I mean, I didn't watch the Globes. I didn't watch, which we talked about.
We talked about the Globes,
watch the
yeah.
Emmys.
No.
I just, it's so weird. You know, it's in our business and I don't know. I'm just.
Do you think you're ever going to be part of a show that it's like critically acclaimed, that it's going to be nominated, that you're going to be nominated? Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I have no idea. And I'll be honest, it never even crosses my mind.
To this day, it still doesn't cross your mind.
I don't. You know, we're very different in that regard. I know it's a, you know, a very important thing. I know you would love the accolade, right? For acting.
Why do you say that?
Because you do. Since I met you, that was one of your main goals and dreams. Like you really, really want.
What?
Yeah, you don't remember these conversations we had early on when we were dating and you were like, it was a big goal of yours, which I have no problem with.
To get a nomination?
Yeah, to get a nomination or win an award. And I always told you.
The AM Award.
Yeah, you did.
Nobody knows what's an AMA. AMA was like the Latino Emmy for us.
Yeah.
The Latino Golden Globes.
I would always tell you, just relax. Like there's so many factors out of your control to win an award like that, that it's very hard to be wrapped up in that being your driving factor. For me,
But it wasn't a driving factor. It was more of like, you know, it would be nice.
No, when you were younger, it was a driving factor, I believe. Okay. I think as you got older,
I have changed.
It's mellowed out.
Although listen,
our show had an Emmy nomination.
For what?
Multiple times. Our stunt coordinators.
Oh, and they won, right? They won?
No, they didn't win this year, I think, but he's won before. He's multiple Emmys for our show and stunts.
I'm going to tell you something. It's crazy because, like, and I'm not discrediting the work that I've done and the shows that I've been a part of because, you know, that was part of my journey and I have loved every single one of them. But then you watch Succession and The Morning Show and Handmaid's Tale. How do you say that?
Handmaid's Tale.
And it is so riveting and so unbelievable. And you see the most incredible, exquisite acting. And you go, when is it going to be the day that I am blessed to be able to be a part of a show like that?
Honestly,
so I can actually show what I can do because everything is in the writing.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
I know.
Congrats to all the nominees and winners. I think it's
I wonder
great.
If I missed the boat.
Yeah, you never know. It's just not that.
I've been doing this for a long time.
I feel like worrying about those things. So be it. Listen, are you a big fan of Richard Simmons? Do you remember Richard Simmons? Was he big in Puerto Rico?
In Puerto, say it again.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Is that
Puerto Rico.
I just said it. Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but say it a little better.
Puerto.
Rico.
Rico.
That's better.
That's what
I
said.
I've known about Richard Simmons my whole life. So I'm thinking, yeah, we know who he is.
Yeah,
I think the whole world knows who he is.
He was a big fitness guru. Now, Pauly Shore is going to play him in this movie. Is it something that...
The similarity is pretty insane. They look very similar.
Yeah, they do. They do. I think he could do a great job.
And Pauly's a great comedian, and he's very big. So I think he's going to do incredible.
Do you think this is something... the thing with biopics, and I like them. Right? I do. But I love documentaries. Like I would watch a doc on Richard Simmons. I don't know if I'd watch this show or this movie.
Listen, it talks about mental health, getting people in shape, and being your authentic self, silly self. So I think it might be very effective. Those are three topics that are very relevant at the moment. I can't even speak. I'm so exhausted, guys, that I apologize if I am... mixing words.
He had a movement. He pushed the envelope and within fitness, he changed the game. He had people moving in a fun way. I'm sure his journey's, you know, his life story is probably pretty phenomenal. I just want to see a documentary. I love documentaries.
Speaking of
Breakpoint, I started watching it.
Isn't it amazing?
If you guys don't watch Breakpoint, tennis documentary on Netflix.
It's so good.
But now they're talking about the Netflix curse. Like everybody that's been on Breakpoint has been losing.
No, but Sabalenka won that year though.
She did.
She was the only one. Everybody else. Because maybe I wonder if it was related to they're distracted. You have cameras following you now for a period of time while you are playing and training. And the whole element of like, ooh, they're doing a documentary about me. I wonder if the Netflix curse had something to do with the hype of it all instead of putting in the work.
Yeah.
Although I think every single one of them works really hard.
What I do know is tennis is a grueling sport.
Every sport is.
Yes. The training is year round. But to be constantly on tour, you can't just not like the best basketball players in the world, soccer, basketball, they can rest a game. You can sit out a game.
Well, you
can't in tennis.
You don't have to go to every single tournament.
If you don't make money. Oh. Your livelihood is playing.
Got it.
If you win, you make money.
Got it.
You're not a multi-$100 million athlete that can choose to take multiple games season.
I think that, you know what tennis should do? When you turn pro, like if you're a top 100 player or maybe top 50, they should have a salary.
You do. No. If you're in the, let's say.
Even if you don't play, have a salary.
You're in top 10. You get paid to be in tournaments. You get paid a base to be in the tournament because it's a money draw for the fans coming in.
Oh, okay. So they do get paid.
But it's not like the hundreds of millions of dollars that baseball, basketball, soccer, football that they all make. Oh. And they can sit out games and rest their body. You can't in tennis. It's grueling. Oh my God. It's just, I have so much respect for that sport. And again, I didn't grow up playing it.
I saw three documentaries flying back. I saw, first of all, well, let me talk about this. The Richard Williams, the Serena, their dad, Serena and Venus,
about his life.
On the line. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Then I saw TLC, and I was telling you that I had no idea that TLC was the biggest female recording group in the history of, they were huge.
And I didn't know that, but I knew they were massive in the 90s.
Massive, and like hit after hit, and about their lives. And you know, it's interesting, three women, they're like, the sisterhood was pretty beautiful, but they fought like crazy. They had a lot of fallouts, you know, and they will get back together. And then it covers the whole, it was heartbreaking. Lisa left,
Lisa Lopez,
when she went to, I think it was Honduras, you know, in this retreat, that it was her happy place, and a car accident. It was just, I couldn't believe it. And she was so outspoken. She didn't care about what anybody thought, you know, like it was amazing. And then I saw Jay-Z, Blackout.
I haven't seen that.
Blackout?
A doc on him?
A documentary when he sold out the Madison Square Garden, and it was his last album. This is his last concert, I think it was. And it was interesting. You know, out of 20 songs, I probably knew three, you know? There was like, but I didn't know the amount packed.
Yeah, he's
and people going bananas, and all these other artists doing like appearances, and just about his process and how, I guess he is a rapper, and all these big producers were saying, we've never seen anything like it. He doesn't prepare anything. He doesn't have a notebook. He doesn't write anything. It's almost like a savant. It's almost like he's a genius. He hears a beat. If he likes it, he goes
freestyle.
And he freestyles. Everything comes out on the spot. And he doesn't forget
even
about it.
Even the songs on his albums?
Everything.
Oh, wow.
He does it on the spot. Everything is like spoken word, impromptu. It's pretty incredible.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yeah. So
I want to see that doc.
It's really, you love it because I know you know all his music.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Netflix has a show called The Trust.
Okay.
Something about, something with greed, The Trust. That concept, they went to Dominican Republic and this beautiful beach property, and Brooke something, one of the pretty lady from CNN, she's actually a CNN reporter.
Okay.
Brooke something, you know who she is. She's massive. She's the host. And it's about this group of people that go to this mansion, and they have a trust of $250,000. The money's $250,000. Yeah. And then they have to go through all these challenges and the backstabbing, because either they leave as a group, as a family, and they divide the pot, or they start eliminating each other. And then somebody, maybe one person, will take the entire thing. So they go in with a mentality of, you know what? We all need some money. So let's just become a family and let's just try to get along so we can actually all live with a little bit of a peace. Of course, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
it is so, I'm obsessed.
Really?
So I saw 8 episodes. Like,
what would you
crazy.
Do? Would you share the pot or would you just cut people?
No, share it. Absolutely.
Lies.
Until somebody
undermines you, you'd be cut, you're out, done.
No, I wouldn't do that. I think I'll be about peace and love. And there's one kid that was a millionaire.
Already?
Already.
Oh, interesting.
But he thought that he was deserving of, he wanted to be there for the experience. And they loved him until they found out
he had
money.
And then they wanted to cut him out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to change topic. This is an interesting one because we've talked about this with the kids, but, and I know you love Real Housewives.
Okay.
Mary Cosby. Do you know who that is?
You know they call me to be a housewife, guys? 2 weeks ago, my manager calls me. Saying, so congratulations. I guess you're going to be the next Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right. They offered you that.
I know. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, they're inviting you to be, if you wanted to be part of the new season of the Housewives of Beverly Hills. I was like, oh my God, it'll be a lot of fun. I will never do it. I can't. But it'll be fun.
You would love that. I would never be on the show.
Then I'm not doing
Real
it.
Real Housewives.
You mean Tim Bradford wouldn't do it?
Mary Cosby. So apparently she walked past the bedroom and heard her son and significant other having sex. And she basically told the son's significant other, don't make my son think he's better than he is. Stop doing all that. Because I guess she was very loud, very expressive. And, you know, maybe she felt faking it, overcompensating in the experience. What do you think about that? First of all, why are they screwing in her house? I mean, what do you do in that situation? And first of all, would you even engage with your kid's significant other. I mean, imagine Dylan now. I don't want to even talk about Sabella. Imagine in that situation, but imagine Dylan, and you're going to engage with the significant other and say, don't over, you know, don't fake it. Make my son feel better than he is.
Never.
I don't understand that conversation.
Will you do that?
No. I'm not. And I also, I'd be like, get out of my house. Don't be doing that in here. Go do that somewhere else. Don't you think?
Are you sure they're at their at her house?
Well, she walked by the room.
At her house.
It just says after how old Mary is he? Walked past their bedroom.
I want to know
heard
how,
all the noise.
Okay, how old so is the son?
Maybe they live there.
Let me see. Let me see this whole thing. Don't make my son think he's better than he is. Stop doing all that. That is funny. Robert Jr. Cosby. I feel bad for the son.
Why? Because this is all coming out?
Because now everybody's going to think that he's not good in bed. And
well, no, she's not saying he's not good or whatever. He's her mom. She's just saying that she felt this girl was pressing it and overdoing it while mimicking loud orgasm sounds. She recalled hearing a yell. She said she was about to burst into the room to check if everyone was okay.
He's 21 years old.
I understand. But she heard the girl yelling, basically going off during sex. And she was like, this is ridiculous. And she almost walked in to check on everybody.
How does she know that she's faking it?
I just think it's all awkward that these kids, even 21, you're still in the house with your parents. Don't do that.
Oh, my brothers will bring the girlfriends to our house all the time and they will lock themselves in the bedroom.
I know, but if the girl's out there screaming
every day,
screaming during
no,
sex.
No, I never heard noises.
I can't even imagine.
I will hear arguments and crying.
Been fooling around. Maybe they weren't having sex. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you, as the father of a daughter, would you ever allow Sabella, if she has a boyfriend, mm-hmm. they're hanging out of the house mm-hmm. and they go to her bedroom and they close the door?
No.
At 18?
Not in our house, no.
20? Listen, 25?
I know my mom listens to the podcast, so you know, I gotta tiptoe here. I was just not a good kid when it came to these
topics.
You
keep saying that, and I don't believe this for a second, Eric.
I wasn't, and there's no reason to elaborate with you.
I don't want to. Ooh, disgusting.
I don't need to elaborate anything.
I don't want
to
hear anything.
I know, but my point is,
you never brought a girl to your house and had sex while your mom was there. Never.
I'm going to plead the fifth because my mom listens to the podcast.
While she was at the house, you will never do that. You're a good kid. You're very square.
I used to sneak out. My mom knows that. I think at this point, I would sneak out and sneak into girlfriends' rooms.
Yeah, I wish. Okay. Oh, I lost it.
Okay, my wish went out the window. I used to sneak into girls' rooms, and then the parents would hear things, and I'd have to hide
at their house.
At their house,
not your house.
No, but still, like awful things, and I. There's no way.
So, are you going to allow? Are you going to tell your son Dylan to do all that, like egg it on? If he says, Dad, I was at this girl's house, man.
Listen,
and you know what happened to Dad? He showed up.
I need Dylan.
And you're gonna be like, cool, dude.
I want Dylan to be a very respectful young man.
Good.
I want him to be very responsible in these situations, especially nowadays with so much stuff with social media and all these things and mm-hmm. kids, and there's too much stuff happening out there. And also with Sabella, there's no way some dude's coming over and hanging out in the bedroom and they're closing the door. No way.
So you're gonna knock and you say, Sabella,
no,
get out of there.
Open. Door's gonna be open. There's no way. You're cool with that?
No, I'm not cool. I'm not cool at all. I just
Dylan Orson,
I can't
there's
wait.
No way.
I can't
you
wait.
Can't wait.
You watch. You watch. You're not gonna have a problem
squirm.
With Dylan doing it at all. My parents never had a problem with any of my brothers doing that.
Okay. Look, here's the difference. I guess with this son, Mary's son, they live in the house together, right? So the son lives there. So that's his home.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, it's his bedroom.
I know it's his bedroom, but he's 21. He lives there. I guess if your kid's living at your house and he has a significant other and you know they're having sex, then I guess if that's his home, they're going to have sex.
Not a chance.
It is what it is.
Not a chance.
But I don't know that I'd be
not
living
at my
parents' house. And
I'd be like, Dylan, please don't be disrespectful.
I'd have a tough time with it. But I get it. A lot of kids live at home with their parents and that's their home. And then when they're older, not even kids anymore, they're adults and they live with their parents.
Dude, my era, I dated this guy for like 5 years in Puerto Rico, my first boyfriend, right? It was.
Wait. You're going to talk about your past relationships?
I'm just going to say that. Oh, okay. No, it's very benign. So this was my life. So he will show up and we'll go to the living room and we're just sitting down next to each other for hours, just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny? Every single day. And then my parents will walk by and then he'll eat, but it will be sitting, it's just sitting in the living room.
But that's talking. Great. That's good. Listen, as you know, we're very open with our kids about this, not our son at this point, but Sabella, we've had these conversations
a little bit.
We've had the sex conversations to a degree.
Never.
Yes, we have, loosely. We both have. And also, yes, we have. Mm. We're going to expand more on it, but we have. And my mom never had a conversation about this with me that I can recall. My dad was very open about all of it, but to the point that my dad was like, here, I'll buy you a box of condoms and just don't get anybody pregnant.
Will you do
and
that
that's
with
in high school?
Are you going to do that with Dylan?
I would definitely inform him about all of that. Condoms, 100%. I would like to encourage them to wait a bit longer than I waited for all that stuff. You know, we can't fully control those things, but I would like to try to encourage that as long as possible, just to wait until the right time. And
will you be open to?
But I mean, he ain't gonna be sleeping with some. He's not gonna be sleeping with some girl in our house, and the girl's yelling and screaming and having orgasms. That's not gonna happen.
Oh my!
There's no way.
God, I will lose my bananas. Grab her by the freaking hair and tell her get the heck out of here, you freaking floozy.
Why? What's
floozy?
But why would you? Why would you have a problem with her?
Because she's a handful. I don't want a handful next to my beautiful, perfect child.
What if Dylan's doing a great job in bed?
No, disgusting.
What if he's a rock star?
I don't care. Oh my God.
I just have a problem with him living at home. I mean, look, I don't have a problem with kids living at home with
their parents. Are you comfortable?
Young adults living at home with their parents. I don't have a problem with that. And I guess it comes with the territory that if the kid lives there, you're going to experience these things. But maybe I would say, like, maybe Mary's not wrong. I'd say just tone it down. I don't think I'd say, don't make my son feel better than he is. But just I might say, just tone it down. I know you guys are intimate.
You're not going to say tone it down. You're going to say you're not going to do this at the house, guys.
But if he lives there, what are you going to do? You're going to go get a hotel?
I don't know. Listen, are you going to advise Sabella to go on the pill?
I would prefer a condom because STDs aren't prevented with the pill, but the pill, maybe both.
There's no way.
What do you mean? The pill?
Never.
Why?
Because no.
Okay.
She's not going to be pumping hormones in her system like that for no reason.
She may have to.
Responsible. Be smart.
You can't roll the dice with that.
No, she's not doing that.
You can't roll the dice with that. We'll cross that bridge as we get there. Listen.
Heavy topics.
Uncomfortable topics. Uncomfortable.
What else?
We have this topic about supermodel Beverly Johnson. You remember her?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think? This is a trip, man. People, and it's so sad. Right? I mean, she's openly coming out, which is great, about how she used cocaine and barely ate to stay super skinny for her career. Eggs and a bowl of rice a week, two eggs and a bowl of rice a week while doing coke. And that's how she stayed skinny to be a supermodel. It's unfortunate. Obviously, we know that stuff goes on in our business all the time. It is part of a sad part of this business. But did you just see also, it's just this need for women to feel... And men too, I guess, to feel a certain way physically in this business. But did you see this weight loss influencer at 35 years old just died too?
Why?
I don't know the answer to that, but I just saw that. And she's a weight loss influencer. And I just feel like there's so many people out there doing so many things that are to try to stay physically in a certain way for the business. And now the business has bled over into... you know, social media and all that. What do you feel about that?
I think the pressure is insane, Eric. And as a woman, the older you get, wrinkles start coming out and you see all these girls that look younger and skinnier and they're all doing the weight loss thing and they all look exactly the same. And it's shocking to me. Like every single day I see a new one that I just go, oh, she's doing it too. Oh, that one is doing it too, because it's a very specific way of looking, you know, and they look great. That's the problem, that they look good. And
but
then
at what cost?
Yeah. You know, it's just pressure. It's all pressure. You have to be such a secure human being to be like, I'm going to age gracefully. I'm not going to touch my face. I'm not going to touch my body. I'm just going to eat healthy and I'm going to exercise if I can. And I'm just going to be a healthy person.
The cause of death of the weight loss influencer, by the way, hasn't been revealed.
So who knows?
I just hope nothing comes out that it had to do with taking things for the sake of weight loss. I hope it's not. I hope there's a natural cause.
Or like a cosmetic procedure. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine in Puerto Rico, and she knows a lot of plastic surgeons because she's a publicist. And she was saying that it's very common now, like this big, big plastic surgeon in Puerto Rico, his main bread and butter was doing the breast, right? Like implants. Now it's the booty,
which is supposed to be super dangerous.
There is the Brazilian thing. Yeah. It's super dangerous. And well,
Dr.
Men,
talked about it when we had him on
and men doing the love
doing
hand.
The booty thing? Oh,
No. The handles over here and marking the abs.
Etching.
Yeah. Like everybody. I'm going. And it's weird because I think about Puerto Rican men, and for whatever reason, I don't. Maybe because when I grew up over there, I think about my brothers. My brothers will never do that. And it's so weird.
I'll never say the names of people, but we know personally a lot of people that I know are getting those procedures done. We know firsthand one that's very famous. Yeah, we can talk about it.
The abs?
Yeah, fully etched abs. And a person that you would think
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Fully etched the abs. They're not. They're real, but they're not. You know what I mean? Like that wasn't earned at all. Some people are just blessed that way. But
it's the pressure. Listen, this business is brutal, Eric, and everybody wants to stay relevant. And when you see somebody doing it and looking fantastic, and the person might be your age, and then you start going, "Oh my god!" But you know, it's on mind games.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
Are you ever gonna do a cosmetic procedure?
I would like to not.
Oh, do you know what my mom did?
What? Don't tell me your mom got a butt, a Brazilian butt.
My mom can't even walk. My mom can't even go up the stairs right now. It's so sad, guys. I was in Puerto Rico and my dad, long story, doesn't matter. My mom, she's what, 80? 80? She's going to be 84. Mm-hmm. And it's brutal to see parents getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all heading that way. Oh my God. And it's really, really crazy. But anyways, so we're in the villa. And she's like on the sofa, like a whale, right?
Well,
and,
oh my God, don't say that.
in a loving way, in a loving way. She just looked like very, and I'm like, I'm with my phone. And I guess I was looking down and I'm scrolling through my phone. And she looks at me and I guess I'm scrolling. And she goes, Rosalind, you know, Me say, you're going to have to do your chin at some point.
She said that to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I went.
There you guys go back and forth.
I know. And I went, what do you mean? And she said, yeah, you're looking down and it's getting like, I see it over here. And I was like, yeah, maybe at some point. Have you done it? And then she started laughing.
She's done it?
No. Well, oh. Come on. No. But it's funny because I'm just going, but I cannot catch a break.
You guys have this dynamic where you just, it's like you pick on each other. You and your mom pick on each other.
I don't pick on my mom.
You just call her a whale, sleep on the couch. What are you talking about? You don't pick on your mom. You just did.
I'm telling you. I don't tell her that.
I understand. But she,
I don't tell her.
You do this all the time. You guys go back and forth.
Anyways. Yeah, so guys, at some point.
You guys have to stop picking on each other. Stop picking on your mom. Tell your mom, stop picking on you.
So, guys, I'm 50. No, by 60. Picking.
You're not doing anything.
By 60, I'm going to do a mini facelift.
No,
the mini
you're
one.
Not.
When you
stop.
See me looking like this,
oh,
mira.
Gosh.
Like this.
Oh, my God.
Now
like
you
the
know.
Mommy?
Like the
no.
mommy. I'm going to say, thank you, Doña
stop.
Olga.
You're aging beautifully. You're not doing anything. Stop.
Anyways.
Let's cut all that out. Oh, my God. Let's get ready for football season. Football weekend playoffs this weekend.
Who
Are
cares?
You excited?
No.
Some good Dallas Cowboys lost last week. That was so great.
I don't know anything
for all you
about
Cowboy fans
Dallas.
Out there.
The Taylor Swift guy lost?
No, the Chiefs won. The Chiefs, speaking of, did you hear about that? I don't know if you paid attention.
So they're going to go to the Super Bowl?
No, they're still in the playoffs. But did you hear this? It was -4 degrees at that game. It was so cold that when Patrick Mahomes took a hit to his helmet, the helmet cracked. A piece of the helmet came off.
Four
people are in the hospital, Roz.
Why is that sport so irresponsible?
It's not irresponsible. Listen, four people in the hospital.
Is everybody going to have a problem?
Hypothermia, frostbite, fans.
Eric, football, your body takes a beating all day long.
Yeah, I know.
They all retire with all kinds of issues. It's so dangerous. And they play in horrible conditions with complete disregard to their players. You don't think that when it hits 10 degrees, they should say postponed?
They probably, the Bills game got postponed. I don't know if you heard about that either. The entire stadium was full of snow. They were hiring the public to come shovel snow for $20 an hour to come help.
Oh, that's good. They
employ the snow plows and they couldn't shuttle the roads down.
They employ people.
But I mean, insane that they haven't updated that field to at least try to melt some of the snow. I mean, I don't even know how you do it.
Do you still love football?
I still love it. I mean, I love watching it. I love the playoffs.
Better than soccer?
Yeah.
I'm getting into watching soccer.
It, I do love soccer because I'm getting into soccer, so it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of respect for soccer. It's not the sport yet that I probably, you know, watch on TV on a regular basis. I love the soccer during Olympics. I love the World Cup. I get into all that for sure. But you never go to a game with me then with the, that's minus 4 degrees.
Football? Or what?
Minus 4 degree football game.
Even if you give me $1 million, I won't go.
Yeah, seriously. Chiefs, people were hospitalized for frostbite.
That's 30. Terrible.
Crazy.
Guys, why? Why mess with your health?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I love it. All right. Well, you know what? Listen, before we say goodbye, thank you again for listening to our podcast, for being on this journey with us. If you have anything you'd like us to talk about, please slide into our DMs at He Said Ayadijo or email us at ericandroz@iheartradio.com. We love getting listener questions, just topics, anything. So please share. And until next time.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandroz@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.